hour we're living in, they've made Father's Day a byword.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess we're Generation X. I don't know. But I'm glad that I can say I'm a father. I'm glad that I know I'm a man.
Yeah.
We got this gender identity problem going on, and I'm glad the Lord just said take it one day at a time. But let me say I'm glad to have all of the people we got here today. Good to have Keith and Kate, Mark's mom and dad, and good to have all of you.
Amen.
I just say this, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers here.
Amen.
And
right.
I don't know how much longer it's going to last, Brother
That's
Mitchell.
Right. We don't know.
I'll just tell you right now, we're doing everything contrary to what God said to do, and that comes with a price. And they're attacking, dismantling all the things that we've took for granted for years, and it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad to watch it go on. Now, this morning Sunday school, I turned this fan off because it was blowing my pages on my Bible. I'm going to turn it off again. Bear with me here. But we're thankful for this Father's Day to be here gathered together. I need to be brief today because we're going to go from here to another church. And we're going to have a baptism. We're going to baptize four people. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know, buddy, in this dry day we're living in, that's major.
Yeah.
That's not minor, that's major. I'm thankful for Mark and Miranda and for Caden and Travian. Is that right? Did I get any of that right? All right. Anyway, I'm thankful for these four here. I'm still working on the names. As y'all can tell, looking in my head, you can tell I ain't too smart. I'm smart enough to get saved, and that's about all the smart I have.
That's right.
But we'll take our text this morning. We're going to be quick. I don't very seldom preach a very short message, but I'm going to try my best to do it today. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I'm going to take our text right there. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we're going to read from verse 14 down to verse 18, and we'll preach what God's put upon our heart. I'm looking forward to delivering this message today. I'm just a messenger boy. I make no boast of Eddie Wade. All my boast is in the one whom I serve. But I like the message that He's put upon my heart today, and I'm looking forward to delivering it to you as it was delivered to me. God says here, starting in verse number 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, He says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness?" If you've been in a Sunday school lesson this morning, you would have to say amen right there.
Yeah.
"And what communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Baal or Beal? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?" You can throw them all together, but they just don't mix. It's like
right.
oil and water. They just don't mix. They separate.
Right.
And God here is putting the finger on this. "What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." And here's our text verse today. "And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." And I want to preach today that God wants to be your father. Pray with us here. Lord, we thank you for the inspired, infallible, incorruptible Word of God. Lord, we pray, God, today you speak to us from your Word. Speak to us and through us, Lord, today as a preacher of your Word. Lord, I pray to be able to deliver this message today. Lord, it's burning in my heart. I'm probably more excited about this message than any message, Lord, I've ever had the opportunity or the privilege to preach. I thank you for giving it to me. I pray, God, you'll help me, Lord. Use great soundness of speech, clarity of thought. Lord, the Bible, I pray, precept upon precept, line upon line, deliver this message in what time we have here, Father, to do it. Whatever, Lord, comes from it, I'll give you the praise and glory. Just want to be a blessing, not a burden. And we ask that, Lord, your will be done in everything that we've prayed here right now. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
God wants to be your Father. Now, you can parallel what we just read right there in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. And you can see almost the same thing from verse 9 through verse 11. And God here says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?"
Amen.
He says, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." And this is the most important verse of the context of these three verses. "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." And Paul goes on to say, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." God wants to be your Father. Let me say this, to be the children of God, we need to walk like we are. We need to live righteous, godly, soberly in this present evil world. I know we dwell amongst a crooked and perverse generation. I understand the times we're living in. I know it tries your faith. I know it tries my faith. And I know we need to seek to set the standard to where God's blessing will not be hindered. God wants to bless you. He wants to help you. He wants to give you the good of the land. But I'm telling you right now that it comes with a price. Now listen, salvation is a gift.
Yes,
the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." That's in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 89.
Yeah.
And I believe it's Titus 3:14. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost." It's a gift. It's an unspeakable gift. I can't even describe it, but I have received it. I have been born into the family of God, and I am a son of God. He's my Father now, and I can call Him Father because of that. Father's Day. Boy, I'm glad God's my Father.
Yes.
Jesus said if God was your Father, He said you'd love me. Have you ever noticed that contradiction?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed how they hate Him even today without a cause?
Right.
He loves them, they hate Him. He come to Him, they run from Him. He welcomes them and they try to take Him out. You can pray in their name, but Jesus' name. They say, "Listen, you can go pray in Jesus' name, okay?" There ain't no sense of praying. Jesus said, "Yes, anything in my name." He said, "The Father of grace." There ain't no sense of praying. They ain't going to say in Jesus' name. I'm telling you right now, that's what it all hinges on. We got, Sharon, we got one mediator between us and God, the name of Christ Jesus.
Right.
Jesus said, "No man come to Father but by me."
Amen.
John 14:6. I'm telling you, buddy, we got access to God through Him, and if you ain't going to pray in His name, it's click on the other end.
Amen.
You ever had a drop of cold, Miranda? I just had one this morning. I said, "Can't hear me now." He said, "No."
Amen.
He said, "I'll pull over." He said, "One of them noisy Dodge coming trucks." He said, "I'll pull over." He pulled over and I couldn't hear him. He could hear me. But anyway, we have a conversation. I'm going to go down there tomorrow. Franklin, Kentucky, buy a trailer. That's all I do. Buy a sale. I'm telling you, Jerry, I got it bad. I'm constantly horse trading, looking for this, looking for that, trying to survive, you know how it is. Them grandkids cost their grandfathers, but they won't ever be here, amen. I mean, I got one wanting a swimming pool, and it's $500, and being a poor preacher like I am, I'll just tell you right now, God provides, and praise God He does. But He has already provided for that need. Amen. Help me find it. And they're then willing to sell it to me and throw in a bunch of other stuff. But listen, Jesus said, if God was your Father, He said, you'd love me.
Right.
I mean, it just don't line up. If God's not your Father, it just don't line up if you don't love Jesus.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Now, with that standard there, Brother Mitchell,
that's right.
You can see where we got a few problems, can't you?
That's right.
I mean, you know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, there ain't no all hot bar to this.
That's right.
Now, I'm just telling you right now, if God is your Father, you'll love Jesus.
Amen.
If you don't love Jesus, we got an altar. We'll give an altar call here in a minute. And you can get it took care of, get it fixed. And I'm telling you right now, you can sleep better tonight. I'm telling you, He gives peace to His beloved. Amen. Well, listen, if God is your Father, you'll love Jesus. Amen.
That's right.
You know, Jesus talked about this situation in great detail. He mentioned that you must be born again in John chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 6 and 7. Now He mentioned the Nicodemus in John 3:3. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Nicodemus scratched his bald head about like me and said, I just don't really understand that.
Yeah.
So He went on verse 6 and 7 to explain it. And really He said, that which is flesh is flesh.
Yes. That's right.
That which is spirit is spirit. You see there's two different denominations right there. You got a fleshly and a spiritual part of someone, and I'll get on that here in just a little bit more in a minute. That which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit.
Amen.
He talks about the wind blows, you don't know where it is, but he said, but the spirit's kind of like that. And he goes on and says, marvel not, I say unto you, must be born again. Now Nicodemus must have got it.
Yeah.
Because he was one of those that served Jesus in secret for fear of the Jews. And he was there to get the body of Christ with Joseph Arimathea, and they did show up. So he had God for a Father and Jesus as Lord. But listen, Jesus talked about you got to be born again. Now, he mentioned a little bit greater detail, and even though I can quote it, I want to make sure I quote it right. In John chapter 1, verse 12 and verse number... I'm sorry, John chapter 1, verse... Verse 12 says, as many as received Him, to them, Brother Danny, He gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon His name. That's what I did, Kate. I didn't even get saved in church. I was at home, but I believed Him to do what I came to Him to do.
Yes.
The Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He's rewarded him with diligent seeking. Brother Keith, I come to God as lost as a goose in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing. I didn't know John 3:16. I didn't know which Bible to read. I didn't know how to pray. All I knew was I was good and lost, and I needed to be saved. And I still remember calling upon Him that's rich in mercy, and all that call upon Him. He didn't make it hard. He made it easy. I fumbled through the whole thing. But I'll tell you right now, when I ask Him to forgive me my sins and believe Him to do it, I want you to know something took place. It was so great, Brother Hand. I had to go look in the mirror, and the mirror couldn't show it. But Sister Carolyn, I couldn't hide it. I went all over the glass to apologize to people for the kind of fool I'd been before I met Him. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy. But oh, listen, there is a difference between flesh and spirit.
Yeah.
I had a fleshly birth February 20th, 1954. I know I don't look that old, but I'm 64 every bit of it.
Yeah.
I had a spiritual birth February 27th, 1988, and I'm enjoying the journey, even though it ain't been but 30 years. I'll tell you what, I was 34 years old when I got saved, and if God be well and says, Miranda, I want to live more for Him than I did for myself in this world and the devil. I like the balance so much, I'd even like to go a little farther, possibly, man. That'd be up to Him. I'm satisfied already just to be saved.
Yes.
But oh, listen, God wants to be your Father.
That's right.
That spiritual birth explained here, I didn't read verse 13, I only read verse 12. Oh, this verse 13, just so you can understand it, I'm going to take the whole middle out of it, Carolyn. Because see, if I read this whole verse, which are born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God, you miss something in there.
That's right.
So I'm going to cut the whole middle out.
Yeah. Yeah.
As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born of God. You get that? I left the middle out just so you'd get that verse.
Yes, right.
We got to be born of God.
Right.
The Bible said the foundation of God stands sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he knows me as one of his. He's my father.
Amen.
I'm his son.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's a blessing to know him. Amen.
Amen.
My citizenship is in heaven.
Yes,
Ephesians 2:19. Notice it says of the household of God. I got a dual address. I got the 2037 Bryan School Road address, and I got the John 3:16 Mansion Avenue address.
Right.
I feel guilty sometimes, Brother Ed Bolton, because I'm a citizen of another country.
That's right.
Sometimes I wonder if I got a hold of being legal to vote. Amen, Sister Jordan. I'm glad, praise God, I've got a home. Amen. I've got a home way up yonder. Wait till you see my home. Amen. Hallelujah. That may not do nothing for you, but your woods will if it don't. But listen, God gave me of his spirit, and his spirit bears witness to my spirit that I am a son of God. Romans 8:16. Now, like Christ that prayed, Abba, Father, which means Papa, in Mark 14:36, I pray, Abba, Father, when I pray, Romans 8:15.
Yeah, right.
Yesterday, Brother Danny, I prayed, Abba, Father.
Right.
You know what he did? He sent a man to me to buy a lawnmower that I was needing to sell really bad. You know what I mean? Thank God that granddaughter that swimming pool you get in there. God said, call upon me, dear trouble, Jeremiah 33:3, and I'll show you great mighty things. You know what? I ain't got it all figured out yet, but I know who to call upon. Amen.
Right. Amen.
And I prayed, Kay, and the phone rung. The guy said, you still got that lawnmower? I said, yes, sir. He said, I won't come see it. I said, okay. I said, call me before you come. He just showed up. Don't call him on nothing. I'm down there working on the old truck. I just finished it, Brother. He told me perfect timing.
Yeah.
I had just got done. He said, I'd like to look at that lawnmower. I'm asking $2,500 for it. He said, would you take $24? And I said, yes, sir. He said, can you deliver it? I said, yes, sir. So I delivered it. And you better believe I'm a happy camper. I mean, I'm kind of like Peter, James, and John, having silver and gold. None. He said, silver and gold have we none, such we have given the name of Jesus. But listen, I can now pray Abba Father when I pray. You can too, if God's your Father.
Amen.
Listen, God's not disrespected when you say Papa.
No.
Matter of fact, that's why he wants you to call him Jesus.
Right.
Jesus set a lot of examples for us, and I'll be reading some scripture for what baptized Miranda Mark. And their two sons, I'm going to work on them two names for our poor man. Kagan. Kagan, is that right? Yeah. I keep them close?
Yeah,
that's anyway, it. Anyway, God, there's no disrespect when we call God Papa.
That's right.
And Jesus, he set a lot of examples for us, but one of us, he showed us there when he's praying in the Garden of Eden, Brother Mitchell. He said, Abba,
right.
Father.
Amen.
I mean, it was serious. That prayer was serious. He needed to get through to God.
Amen.
He said, Abba, Father. And I pray, Abba, Father. But now, you notice it says, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 2, it says, now are we the sons of God. I'm not trying to endure to the end to be saved. There's no I hope I'm saved. I'm telling you right now, I know I'm saved.
Yeah.
2 John chapter 5, verse 13, Sister Miranda, it says, these things I've written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life.
Yeah,
God wants
right.
you to know you're saved.
Right. Right.
Listen, I know you're supposed to live on eternal life. I know that. I know you're supposed to work out your own salvation for your dream. I've done all that. I mean, I got it. I'm not tossed to and fro no more by every wind of doctrine.
Right. No.
I'm on the rock, the solid rock we talked about Sunday school this morning.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I'm ready to give a man an answer. That's me a question, read hope in me. I ain't got no problem at all. I'll debate, believe it. I was telling them last Sunday about a debate that a big name preacher had with a scientist. And the big scientist got to speak first, and he said, you're that one, you're that kind that believes in the absolute authority of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, sir, I do. And that scientist said, there are no absolutes. And that preacher with the wisdom of God said, are you absolutely sure? That was all the debate. Sometimes you just need to answer a fool according to his folly. But listen, I can stand now. And I can stand and give an answer. I can give testimony. I'm telling you, I'm a son of God. Amen.
Yes.
All right, I'll leave this foundation. I got 2 points here. When we do get saved, we have the protection of God God told Abraham in Genesis 15:1, "Fear not, Abraham." I don't know, Abraham was probably afraid. So God, Brother Keith, he just said, "Fear not, Abraham.
Yeah.
I'm your shield. I'm your exceeding great reward."
That's right.
Whatever Abraham was afraid of, he was afraid no more. Folks,
right.
I mean, whatever Abraham was afraid of, that comes through
right.
God to get to him.
That's
man,
right.
That's the same place I know where Richard called me to sleep like a baby.
Right.
I'm telling you, buddy, I'm glad for that. Amen. And God told Abraham, "Fear not, I'm your shield. I'm your exceeding great reward." Listen, if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Greater is He that's within us than He that's in the world. I'm just telling you, we just got the blessing of protection from the one that's greater than all. When he couldn't swear by no greater, Hebrews chapter 6 says, he swore by his own name to Abraham. Everything that's good enough for me. Well, listen, the complaint of Satan, and I come close this morning preaching about Job on Father's Day, but the complaint of Satan was that God had made a hedge of protection about Job, about his house,
yeah,
about all that he had on every side. Did you get that?
Yeah.
No place.
Amen. Right.
We're talking about it was all. There wasn't no place left behind. He said, "You've made a hedge of protection. I'll
right.
take it." You talking about good hands, amen?
Yeah, boy.
That's better than all state.
Amen.
That's better than what's that new one now? I can't think of that girl's name. Flo. What is that?
Progressive.
Yeah, that's better than Progressive. That's better than Rock of Ages. All that. I'm just telling you. He said, "You've made a hedge of protection about Job, about his house, about all that he hath on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased." God, I'm telling you, in the land, put a blessing and protection upon Job, amen. It's a package deal.
Yes, it is.
I'm glad God's my father, Brother Ed.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. The same God that put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel there in Exodus, and all the 10 judgments that befell Egypt and completely destroyed it,
mm-hmm,
there wasn't, it wasn't even a dog licked his tongue against the foot of the Israelites. God made a difference. They had light when there was darkness. They didn't have flies. They didn't have frogs. They didn't have the water turned to red. Turned to blood. They didn't have none of that. I'm telling you, buddy. They were in the blessed land of God. And I'm telling you, God said, "I'll make a difference." And He did make a difference in those 10 judgments. But Exodus chapter 11, verse 7, He said that you may know the Lord makes a difference. You'll just take your time sometime and read Psalms chapter 91, verse 1 through 11. And I can't quote it, but I'll throw a little bit in there. It said, "Because you've made the Most High your trust, there shall no evil befall you."
That's right.
He said, "You'll see it with your eyes."
Yeah.
He said, "You'll see 10,000
right.
fall at your right hand, 1,000 left hand, but it'll not
right.
come to you."
That's right.
No evil is going to come
right.
against you. You know why? It's got to get permission, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, you're talking about a blessed people, boy.
Amen.
Ooh, no wonder it says, "Happy is that people whose God is the Lord." Yeah, happy is
right.
that people
that's
who
right.
such a I'm glad for that. I'm telling you right now, buddy. There ain't nothing scares me. No weapon formed against
right.
me can prosper. You can shoot me dead, but it still ain't going to kill me. I'm still going to heaven. Just going to go to hell. Amen. I'm just telling you, boy. I thank God for the protection. I thank God for His blessing. And listen, the protection of God, every country needs it. I'm telling you, when a nation embraces God, I quoted this in Sunday school this morning, but in Psalms chapter 9, chapter 9 verse 17 says, "All the nations
yeah.
that forget God shall be turned into hell."
Amen.
God doesn't want that.
Amen.
He wants to be the Father. He wants to be the blesser. He wants to protect
Amen.
And help and come to your need. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
But He said all the nations. You know, God's not no respect of persons. He don't respect the nations. They're better dropping in the bucket to Him. But we got the protection of God by having God as our Father. And we got the promises of God by having God as our Father. All the promises of God in Him, talking about Christ, are yea, and in Him, talking about Christ, amen. They're given to us exceeding great and precious promises. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. God promised to receive us. John 6:37. God promised to forgive us, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. God promised to bless us, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 14 through 20. God promises to come for us, and He is coming.
Right.
And He's coming for us, amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14 through 18. But oh, listen, not only that, He also promised us that the wicked one, we'd have power over him. Jesus told His disciples, He said, rejoice not that the devils are subject to you, but rejoice rather that your names are written down in heaven. I'm glad my name's up there.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Glad on the census Amen. Call of heaven, April 27, 1988, my name was recorded in that book of life. You know, that's what really matters. The Bible says, seek ye first right. the kingdom of God and His right. righteousness. That'll be the first thing you do in life.
Yeah.
Word to run to God, said I run from Him. I run from Him for 34 years.
Yes.
I thought God was my enemy, Brother Keith. And I thought if I ever give Him any place in my heart, I'll lose everything that I love. But listen, I didn't lose anything, and I love more now than I did before.
Right.
The things I did love,
Amen.
I didn't need, and I kind of hate them a little bit. Now it's kind of embarrassing to know that God had to forgive a drunk like me
right.
and save me for what a drunk deserved, and give me what a drunk don't deserve, that I might have a home in heaven, that I might have a blessing of God. But listen, we've got so much going on in our country. Jesus said, have you not read, He which made them in the beginning made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Matthew chapter 19, verse 4 through 5, which is pretty much word for word what Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 says. When God's your father, you'll realize why He set the order of everything.
That's right.
There needs to be, for God to be able to bless you,
that's right.
There needs to be a male and a female. He told them, be fruitful.
Yeah, that's right.
Adam couldn't be a father without God's blessing. Eve couldn't be a mother without God's blessing.
Right.
And the Bible said
Amen.
She's the mother of all living.
Right.
And that blessing won't never come upon the same-sex union. It won't ever come upon the children. We got this problem now with gender. We want to become a genderless society.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I can't really do that. You're not supposed to call no one by noun. You got to call them by pronoun, and they just get all mixed up. It just won't work. But you know, that's what God said He didn't want. He set the order of everything. He blessed it. And listen, if we'll just let Him be the Father and us be the children, we'll be able to see good days. But I'm telling you right now, without Him, there ain't going to be no good days. Without Him, it's going to be hell on earth. Amen.
Right.
I'll share this in Sunday school, and I'm going to share it with you, and then I'm going to shut up. MS-13, anybody heard about that?
Yeah.
Our president called them animals. You want to know why he called them animals? I'm going to tell you. MS-13 has filtrated their schools.
Yes, they have.
In Washington, D.C., all I watch is the news. I'm not a news nut. It's just I know enough Bible to sort out what's going on to tell how close we are to leaving out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But MS-13 has filtrated their schools. Here's how they work, Brother Mitchell. They get a little girl's phone number. They don't necessarily get it from her, but they get the phone number. Then they pull up in front of this little girl's house at night.
Right.
And they call her. And they say, you come outside. And she says, I come outside. They said, you come outside or we're going to come inside and kill all of your family. What's the little girl going to do?
Yeah.
So she goes out there like a lamb to these wolves. Brother Jerry, the raper, all night long. They let her go just enough time to get cleaned up and go to school. Then in school, they make fun of her all day long. Then these little girls take the light. I'm not for that.
Right.
And if God was their father, I said that because I didn't quote John chapter 8, verse 44. I quoted John chapter 8, verse 42. Jesus said, if God was your father, He said, you love me. But in John chapter 8, verse 44, He just told them plank blunt. He said, your father's a devil.
Yeah.
He said, he's a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth because there's no truth in it.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now, we don't need the devil for a father. If there ever was a truth today, we need God as a father
Amen.
In our home, Amen. In the White House, in our house. We need God, the fatherhood of God, to generation.
Yeah,
we're living in this crooked, wicked, perverse generation. We're living in. We need God for a Father more than emphasis, Joanne. I'm for peace, they're for war. Now, if they do that to my granddaughter, I'm a peaceful man.
Right.
The Bible said in the book of Romans, Brother Mitchell,
that's right.
It says, as much as in you.
Yeah.
If it that's be right. possible,
that's right.
live peacefully with all men. That's it ain't
right.
always
Amen.
Possible. I want to.
That's right.
If they mess with my granddaughter, I'll be behind bars or
anything.
I'm not going to sit back and allow that kind of wickedness to go on.
That's right.
That's a sin
that's
against
right.
heaven.
That's right.
To sin against me.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to. I'd rather see them get saved.
Right.
I'm kind of glad to go over here for that reason. But I don't think they're interested.
No.
But I'll tell you, that's why you got to be careful what you let in.
That's right.
Here, now God said, come out among them. On who He's talking about. Come out among who? A bunch of wickedness like I dwelt among before I met Him.
Yeah,
and I don't dwell there no more. I still remember piling up all my Jethro Tull and all my Black Sabbath and Steppenwolf and Pink Floyd and all them albums. I remember piling all them up, Brother Danny, and I'm getting ready to throw gas in on them, wipe them dead. Said, let me have them. I'll sell them at the yard sale. I said, dead, they ain't for sale. And I'll lift that up. And there was a sweet smell and fragrance in the nostrils of God. He said, whoa, I get on that passion. I throw away a bunch of stuff out of our house. We had a whole house clean. Man, oh man, it's good to have God for a father.
That's right.
Amen.
I don't know what kind of home you're going to, but listen, it's so good to go home.
That's right. Amen.
Say, Father, watch over my home.
That's right.
I still remember one Christmas day, we met at my dad's mother's house for Christmas. Mom and Dad had got a divorce. It made everything awkward. I didn't approve of it. But I had to love them both in spite of all of that. I had done the best I could of it. Sister Kay, I still remember being at my grandmother's house. And my mother was there. Dad wasn't there. And the phone rang. I don't know who answered the phone, but they told my mom, they said, it's for you. My mom got that phone. And she broke down in tears. They told her house was on fire. Christmas Day. And we drove down there. And it was consumed. Nothing left. I want that protection.
Amen.
I want those promises.
Yeah,
it won't
right.
come nigh to me.
That's right.
I don't want no evil come to my house. Not born in.
No.
I want it to have to get past God to get to me like He told the
right.
Satan. He said,
Amen.
I'll take down the hedge and let you hit him just so the world can know what kind of man Job was.
Yeah.
Job endured that terrible test, but God knew he was up to the task. He come out smelling like a rose.
Right.
If God does allow something to come your way, the Bible said, think you not strange, discern the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing come upon you.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, knowing that the trial of our faith brings forth patience, we just have to endure some things, but we don't have to endure all things. I'm glad I got God for a Father.
Amen, that's right.
I'm glad I can say, Abba, Father. He says, speak, son. If God's not your Father, and I don't know you, I know He's my Father.
That's right.
But if God's not your Father, today's the best day ever.
That's right.
What was that song Danny sung? Just a closer walk with you.
Right.
Yesterday's gone, tomorrow may not
That's
be.
Right.
That's why we only got today.
That's exactly
if God's not your
Amen.
Father. You see, the Bible said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. If there's anything other than 100% absolute blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine!
Mm-hmm.
You might be in danger.
That's right.
Settle it in your hearts. The Bible says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Prove yourselves, know yourselves whether Christ be in you or not. Make sure." God tells preachers make their calling election sure. I tell you, make sure you're saved. It's going to be a terrible day. We stand before God, the searcher of the hearts. The Bible said, there's no secret hid from Him. He knows my thoughts, knows my downset, my uprising, my thoughts are far off. He knows everything about me. And I'm glad, praise God. The Bible says that God is greater in our heart, knows all things. We do those things that please in His sight. We have confidence towards God, whatsoever we ask, we receive, because of those things pleasing His sight. I'm glad it's well in my soul. But if there's any question with you today, take care of it today.
That's
okay,
right.
Brother Jerry, if you would please, Sister Sharon, get us just a verse of invitation on him. Like I said, I don't ever want to dismiss the service, not give invitation, because
right.
I never know. I never know. For such a time as this, you might be here. But only you know if God's your Father or not.
That's
right. Fix it today if it's not. God promised to receive you. He promised to forgive you. And He promised to bless you.
113, first verse.